Sloss and Humphreys on the road.
Muggins and cream, cream and muggins, straight thuggin', living the dream.
And that's our intro.
Fucking muggles.
Tickling the clit inside your head that makes you laugh. They said it can't be done.
Are we in the same seats?
That's hack.
Oh, muggles.
Accidental rim job in the park.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Or am I just being cynical?
Just muggled it up on fucking Mugglepedia.
Where have you been since 9/11?
So we're back. Do you want us to do a little ditty for nostalgia?
No, but right, you're cool. Going to anyway.
No. That's me. I didn't have one lined up or anything.
So what, were you going to pause it and then come up with one?
Nah, I'm just going to pull one out of my ass.
Go ahead, improv.
Back once again with the Muggins and Cream. D4 Danger, power to the people. Back once again with the Muggins and Cream.
And now I remember why we don't do... Do you think that's what... Yeah, that's what nostalgia actually is. It's just going, oh, I fucking hated that. That's like...
Yeah,
no. I've gone through my little nostalgia thing right now.
You've got fucking tons of sweeties.
Life hack.
That's a life hack.
It's a proper life hack.
We've got Australian listeners. He's got lollies.
They call it, no, but lollies are in sticks.
Yeah, I know, right?
Do they call it all sweet lollies?
Lollies.
Bomb the country, bomb the whole country.
Yeah.
Actually, just the coast. It's a pointless bomb in the middle bit. What a waste of bombs. It's nothing. It's already been hit.
We've got things. They call them lollies.
Yeah, aye.
That's fucking... That's
candy, not... if the American listeners have got loads of candy.
Oh, but candy makes sense. Candy's a wide range of sweets. Lollies are specifically on a fucking stick. You can't call all non-stick-based sweets.
You didn't know this?
Nah.
Nah. You know what? I may be wrong.
This is why people hate Adelaide.
I think they'll even call like a Snickers, and that would be lollies. I may be wrong here. When they say lollies, they mean sweets. Because if we say sweets, we could also mean chocolates, right?
Oh,
if Americans say candies, they could mean Reese's Pieces as well as the hard-boiled stuff that you've got going on.
Before we get into this debate, we do have two Irish guests who are desperate to get involved. Northern Irish. Just realised that we were about to get into a heavy debate and Colin was getting antsy.
I'm not Northern Irish, that's the first problem, jump that down.
Yeah, but I didn't say that until you started getting antsy.
You're not Northern Irish, tell your accent.
Can I just say there is only one island? Look at a map. Borders are such a man-made
country. We're here with two Scottish lads, aren't we?
No, he's Welsh. We have Mickey Bartlett and Sponge Cullen. Yay!
Sponge Cullen.
Do you know that they call the things the lollies?
I had no idea about that.
That's definitely not on. I'm angry if that's true. If they call, like, I've got Strobs here, I've got Terrific Turtles, I've got the fucking milk bottles, and I've got cola cubes. If they were to be like... Because I might not want a lolly, right? Because you look like a child. If an Australian was coming to me and go, do you want a lolly? I'd be like, I don't want a fucking... I've not just come at the fucking... I was about to say dentist.
The gents toilets of a nightclub.
I got it for being a good boy and not crying.
Do you think they give you a lolly? That is such a Scottish thing, to give you a lolly at the dentist.
No, that's what we... No, sorry, that's what we call toothbrushes up here. It's anything sticky is a... It's a toothbrush up here, so anything on a stick.
Not sticky.
Not sticky.
On a stick.
Anyway.
Do you have specific words in the two different islands?
No, but I wouldn't call chocolate sweets.
Yeah. You would call it sweets, really?
No, if you just said never sweets is sweets.
But if it's
anything non-chocolate.
If you give me a tub of celebrations, I'd be like, that's a box of sweets.
Yeah. A box of celebrations.
Oh, well,
will I call it by its name?
Well, I didn't know.
That's not mixing up.
I didn't know you were so close.
So you don't have a generic term, like, you know how you've got like celebrations, Quality Street, and roses, right? Would you not just say that's just like three boxes of sweets?
No, well, that's a box of celebrations. That's a box of.
Honestly, you kind of caught me out there with that. Said that's a box of sweets, I wouldn't bat an eyelid.
Yeah,
but if you want, do you want some sweets and somebody give me a dairy milk, I'd be like, you
that's a chocolate bar.
You playing me here? Joking?
Oh, do you ever get that when you were at your mate's house when you were a kid, and the man would say, do you want a biscuit? But then they'd open it and it would be like penguins in that, with chocolate on. Oh, that's a fucking, because when you say you want a biscuit, you expect like the type of shit that I used to eat for money on YouTube. Just in case anyone doesn't know this, Andrew Cullen.
Oh. Ooh, wow. What a wild accusation.
Ryan Cullen here.
You're thinking of Andrew Murray.
Ryan Cullen has a has a YouTube channel called Facts.
It's not mine. That's gone. Facts. Yeah, there's still the Try channel.
Can they still get it though? Can they still get it? They didn't pull it down. Where each
there's biscuits, still an alternative.
There's another alternative Facts one still going. The Try channel.
The Try channel. Are you on
guess
that?
What they do.
Eat biscuits. The try things. Are you on that?
No, I'm on it though. There was a wee Try channel fucking thing. Couples watch Daniel Sloss's Jigsaw.
I was furious.
So they stole your idea.
You had to watch on your own.
It's not my idea.
No, stole the idea of the thing that you were the
no the reaction because you were the, all over the place.
You were the Robbie Williams of it, right?
Right. Yeah. The cokehead.
I think the point I was getting at was they went and offer you like Twixes and stuff and penguins and they're like, aye, that's more than the biscuit. But let's pause that thought and get back there. Couples online tried watching your Jigsaw show.
Aye, but like as a fucking reaction video, so they got just like 3-4 people that, which is so, look, I've got no problem with what they did, but I'm just like, it's not a fair cross section of fucking society where you just go, let's get 4 people who are clearly in happy relationships. Like I've never said, and I've never claimed that it's one, that it's a breakup show, and I've also never claimed that it would break up true fucking love. Right? I can find you a bunch of cunts who I'd like to go and watch it. But if I get my, if I specifically ever say to me, there's some mates who I can't recommend my fucking show to, because they'll just be like, what's that supposed to mean? I'm like, I think you fucking know what it means.
Also, if it did affect you, you wouldn't just go, well, now's the time I'm going to break up when I'm being filmed.
As if it's like an instant reaction, being like, this bitch.
Just ripping a mic off.
My least favourite thing about the whole thing was, he got a lot of love in the comments. And that really pissed me off.
Well, that
was everything. Was, oh, I liked it. And I was like, everything else, it could be.
Because whenever it
could
was
be cola bottles, and people like, you should kill yourself, you fucking. You know? Usually, yeah. If you watch something, everyone just rips it apart.
But he's actually getting nice stuff.
I was like, fuming.
It's weird where talent gets you.
There's some talentless pricks just eating biscuits and just shite this. You get like 5 million hits and everyone, you wonder people have bitter. You haven't done anything, you spat out a biscuit.
Call that art, do you?
People at McVitie's there, and I've been working my fucking box off trying to make people happy with nice things to have to do as an accompaniment with their tea. You're just shitting all over the life works of Mr. McVitie.
Nobody likes McVitie's.
I've just been in the comments section. Just in person, it feels really cathartic.
I do, yeah.
Do you ever get any hate online, Mickey?
Tons, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, and weird shit.
Oh, what?
I know. Just my wife.
Where do you know it from?
I got some cunt messaged me recently, went and looked at the stadium and watched.
Just as mad.
Look at the stadium. Oh, you've got a nice watch on.
I know, I've got a nice watch on.
Oh, you have now since you got rich.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so you...
That's fucking good.
Did you genuinely buy a new watch?
No, I got a new one for Christmas, but I had a better watch than that, and some guy was like, look at your fucking watch. But I got it engraved and shit when I was on holidays, and it looked nice.
Engraved with what?
The back of it. It was the girl I was going out with. We went into the shop. I was getting the watch, and they were like, oh, we're doing engravings and shit. And
just like back and said, time's up.
Yeah. She was expecting to have, like, oh, it's going to be some really romantic engraving. And I just got like, yeah, motherfucker.
On the back of it as well. Yeah. Only you it was exactly, there.
Yeah. But it would show people, you know.
Yeah.
That's how much I love her.
It's a very 90s thing.
What?
90s, early 2000s, engraving shit.
No.
Anyway, that's my point though. What I'm trying to say is out of fashion.
Facts review engravings.
Can we get back to my life hack?
Yeah, sure.
No, I want to stay on Jigsaw for a bit.
Oh no, okay. I'm no complaints.
People breaking up over your show. I think they may be mistaken. Because you live a very, very different life to them, so you're giving this like life advice of breaking up with someone, right? Because like you live in a world where you're like traveling around meeting people all the time, right? And you're like, you broke up with someone knowing that there's gotta be a fucking multitude of options out there at every corner of the globe, right? And yet you're breaking up people who fucking work in factories and they're not gonna bump into another lass or another lad for fucking months, and you are just plundering them into a world of celibacy because they got confidence of fucking Big Bollocks famous guy out here getting his dick wet the day after he broke up.
Two important things. Right, one, I never made any of them break up. They all chose to break up of their own accord. I've always said that. I don't say anything at all like that. Second of all, I
you have fucked up so many lives.
I've done shit all right. It's my experience, the conclusions I've drawn from it. But
how many couples is it now? Have you got like a
seven? Oh, it's where look, I stopped counting in fucking December, but and even at that point,
I've hit 10,000 and stuff.
It's close. I think it's probably close to 20,000 now, and I'm genuinely. I just found out yesterday. I'm being cited in divorce papers. She's gonna fucking send it through because it's gonna be cited in the divorce.
That's great.
It's fucking insanity, man.
He's smiling way too much.
Right, you know what he's doing here, right? He's putting on, going, "Oh, I'm getting like 10,000 breakups. There's over 100 cancelled engagement. I've got 3 divorces. It's probably more. You got more,
it's like 70 divorces.
70 man. Divorces, right? In our list, right, Danny." How many suicides?
Well, they're not messaging me, so I don't
know. Horrible bastard.
That'll be the day when you get a suicide note with a citation on it.
Hey, look, fame comes in different ways.
So, life hack, sweets.
I'm sorry, did you just hear the word suicide and go, speaking of life hacks? it turns out there's nothing to, as an adult, you're allowed to just buy whatever the fuck you want. Your mum's not here anymore, it's great.
I brought
like 4.
Then your teeth drop, you get diabetic and all that.
But I'm also I'm mum's. I don't have to go to the dentist anymore. My mum, so no, I don't. I'm an adult. I get to just go. And I've done that with my life, with my dentist.
I bet you're having a wild time sitting on the arm of the chair, drinking milk out the bottle.
Sometimes when he comes out of the house, I just sort of like halfway off the couch and just like rub my, you know, just put pressure on my dick just in the corner. Did you ever do that when you were a kid? No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Just
rub your cock against the...
No, not rub it. Don't get it out. It's not like I'm not marking my territory.
You're like, you fuck the sofa. Is that what you're
the fucking saying? I feel no, not this one.
But I feel one of my sister's armbands was shaving for.
I always heard about the one where you were made to like get a... I never tried, but it was like the fucking... The caveman flashlight was apparently you get like a fucking cardboard roll and you put... I think it was just fucking... I've never done it. I think it was just like... wet paper towels down and apparently like that.
Oh really,
man, it was a thing that went around. It's got nobody ever fucking tried it, but there was always that rumour about the one kid that
I heard
did
the rubber glove and Vaseline one. Where like you fill a rubber glove with Vaseline and then pull the
do you think pussies have 5 holes in them?
Do you think they do an unfinished one?
Nah, no, just fingers them.
I always wonder like how do, because it's obviously very easy to work out how guys discover masturbation, because your dick's fucking there and it literally goes, "Hiya, I'm ready to be played with." What happens if you're a bird?
Well, you know, I was watching You, you know, the show You on Netflix.
Oh, she dabs herself with a fucking
the big ass, like, what do you call them?
Like fucking, a fucking sleeping roll.
Like one of them snakes that you put under the door to stop the draft. Like a sleeping roll, like a thing that goes on the bed in a, like a posh hotel room that you go, right, I'm going to chuck that on the floor.
I thought it looked like a fucking roll-up, you know, sleeping bag. That's what I thought it was.
But I didn't know that, like, I didn't know girls grab, like, big ass... Big ass stuff, like I thought they got
big ass body pillows.
Aye, body pillows. And that.
They're like dogs.
I've never thought of like we're not just going off, bought a sex toy back, and then just from behind me back, just pull out like a massive fuck off, like
a pill noodle.
A waddle.
You're in trouble. Oh, on the bed.
She grabs it from the front. I grab it from the back, and we just pull out, like,
just flossing her.
Just floss that with a pool noodle. But after watching that, I've got some ideas.
Well, I just like, because if you're a girl, no, I don't know how girls discover masturbation. How did you discover masturbation?
Just the usual one, you know. I just.
He came in like, "Boys, you're all doing it wrong. First of all, aim this way."
Show me on the Mickey where you want me to suck you off.
show me on the me where I touched you.
I did once almost die trying to suck my own cock though, right?
Wonderful.
Dad laughing.
It was like, no. I remember thinking about, if I can get my, I was in like in my bottom bunk bed. I remember thinking, if I can get my feet over my head, my cock will be closer to my mouth. Right? But it doesn't happen that way. It just folded up into my belly and I'm not very flexible. So I ended up with my knees behind my head, couldn't really breathe or ask for directions, thinking my mum's going to find me.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. But unfortunately, so is the priest. Yeah. With your fucking legs I'm behind ready. You. Yeah, your legs behind your ear. Trying to suck your own dick. They're just all at the door going, I think he's ready. This one's coming to full bloom. It's going to be a ripe crop this year.
Get the pool noodle.
You can't even blame the priest, really. You are asking for it. I tried to blow myself once on the toilet.
why on the toilet?
Because, right.
Why are you pissing?
Wait, I'll answer. I worked at this factory packing skirts.
If you know what I mean.
So I worked in the factory. It was just a fucking like monotonous job, right? And I thought, like, well, I'm on the clock. I'll go into the toilet and just sit running in the toilet because I didn't want to do any work. And I thought I'll just get paid for sitting there. And then I thought I'll have a wank because I'm killing time. And then I just thought I'll give it a shot. Imagine getting paid for sucking your own dick. 16-year-old prostitute pushing at the back of my head, couldn't reach. I mean, and I'm pretty flexible. I just got a tiny dick.
I remember that Marilyn Manson. Was it Marilyn Manson? They always used to say like
every single school in the world.
Yeah, friends as well.
But he removed the ribs so he could suck his dick. Yeah. If he really went to go to surgery, not just get a bigger dick. Absolutely.
But what are they going to make it without the ribs?
I had to get ribs at it to stop myself sucking my own dick.
That's like your cone of shame after the dog gets stitches. They just give you extra ribs.
Give you extra ribs.
You can't suck your own dick anymore.
I managed to like poke her up and kiss the end of it, and just like, so I basically in the middle of his shift just went to the bathroom, kissed my own dick, and then got back to work.
A smooch and away you go.
Just thanked her for having a good piss. Good job, buddy. Just on the forehead.
We're going to have some good times, me and you.
Anyone else ever try to suck your own? No.
I've never. No, because no. I don't think I would. Like, if I've never tried, because I don't want to suck my own dick. Like, I don't want to suck a dick.
But you want yourself off, yeah.
Nah, but look, there is a disconnect there. There's way, it's
you
way.
You can't go.
A mouth.
Oh, that feels great.
There's a disconnect because when I'm wanking, right, I'm not looking at my own dick. Again, I'm watching porn or I'm looking up and thinking, I'm not staring. But if you're sucking, like, you don't.
You don't suck a dick with your eyes open.
I did that. What? So, and whose dick am I pretending it is?
No, like, your head's not yours. Sometimes. You can sit on your own face so it feels like someone else is doing it.
I just wouldn't suck my own dick. I wouldn't get anything out of it except for a fucking tickly throat.
If you ate a whole gram of coke and went completely numb, and then maybe that would
I'm not work. I'll just get someone else to suck my dick. Like, I'm not struggling.
Yeah, there's ways around it.
If you're 16, a gram of coke, I'd suck.
But if you're a 16-year-old that works in a factory, you kind of just find someone.
You
can
numb your head on coke and suck your own dick at 16. Where's he getting the money from? And if he's got that type of money, buy a prostitute. Sex worker.
Anyway, candy.
I haven't seen this all since Christmas.
All right, so it's obviously been a while since we've done a podcast, and the good thing is our fans are slowly learning that this podcast comes out when we decide, and only then.
Yeah, but we are back on an extended part of the tour now, so we're going to be on the road again for another 4 weeks, so they can come to
expect on the road again. Just had to. But yeah, you've been on your honeymoon.
I've been on my honeymoon.
First of all, I've been waiting so long to do this. Just tell me again that you were on your honeymoon.
I was on my honeymoon.
Where was my event? Oh, the worst people in the world.
Did we ever put that in Muggle Corner? People, let's say, where was my invite?
I think we did. I worst content. Put me in your suitcase. Oh, be quiet.
There's a comedian called Jack Kerwin who did a video like of it where he just like he pretended to be two different people, and the first one was like, "Ah, so what did you do over the weekend?" He was like, "Oh, we had to go and identify my Auntie Jean's body." And he just went, "Where was my invoice?" It's the funniest fucking clip. I was looking for it the other day because Mark Nelson was fucking having a whinge about not being invited to New York. Like, you can't afford it when I invite you to the pub. Where was my invoice?
So was your shit honeymoon?
Oh, it was class.
Where'd you go?
Went to South Africa for a week and then Mauritius for a week.
That's not weird. Now, just for our listeners and definitely not for me, where's Mauritius?
Mauritius is somewhere east of Madagascar.
Cool. So and also, Indian Ocean. Also for me and not the listeners. No, wait, for the listeners and not me, where's Madagascar? I've seen the movies.
Right, so you know where Africa like comes down and then on the right there's like a big island that's probably too big to be called an island.
All right.
Right, that's Madagascar. And then everything east of that's the Indian Ocean, towards India and Thailand and stuff. And I guess Mauritius is like where Hawaii would be in the Pacific, in the Indian Ocean.
You didn't know where Madagascar was?
Yeah. I knew it was near Africa, but...
Sure,
retard.
I thought it was near Spain.
So the Africa trip was fucking... what we did, right, was we were doing a week of activities in Africa, like going up Table Mountain and fucking go to Robben Island, shit like that, which didn't happen because Natalie bought tickets for the wrong day. Mm-hmm. But we were queued for the boat and they went, "Nah, that's for yesterday." Like, oh well. We just got pissed. So we did like a week of activities and then in Mauritius, just a week of fucking line run, sunbathing and shit. So when we got to South Africa, we got a message off one of the podcast listeners. Big shout out to Glenn, who lives in South Africa. He actually got onto the podcast, listened to you on the Jim Jefferies podcast.
Oh, cool.
Started listening to the podcast from then. He runs a really fucking top end restaurant, you know, the type of restaurant where they'll bring you the food and tell you how it's made and how they cooked it and what's in it. And you know, like fine dining.
Sure.
Like off chef's table.
Aye.
You know, when
Just for the listeners that weren't able to see what happened there, Kai's first point of reference with both Cullen and Mickey, who stared at him blankly, and then he turned to me, "You know, fine dining." And I was like, yeah.
They've never heard of this shit. Yes. It's so funny. They'll come up, right, and talk you through what the meal is and what's in it.
Don't explain it to us.
Have you eaten like this before, though?
Yeah, chef's table.
Yeah, you've eaten like that before.
Yeah, cracking shit in front of you.
Because I don't know if you know much about my background, but that's not how I live. Yeah, so this is like fucking top end dining, and it's called Foxcroft in South Africa, in Cape Town. I fucking thoroughly recommend anybody that can go. It's the best we've ever eaten. I'm going to say my number one top meal I've ever had. Right?
Better than this place Barang takes us to.
Like, it's that level, right?
Fucking
but it's that level of what Barang takes us to. Right? All I could think when I was there is like, I've got to tell Barang about this place. If he's ever in South Africa, he's got to go. Podcast listeners, this is the guy in Sweden who's a massive foodie and finds the best places in the world.
No, he just gets us real baits and takes us to posh restaurants.
So it's
a decent life sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's that level of dining, right? So he gets in touch going, "Hey, would you like to come? We'd love to have you at a restaurant," right? So he hooked you up. And Natalie just decided, even though the Ubers are a quid, even if you're going to Johannesburg, right? She decided that if we get a train ticket, we can pay a little bit less, like 75 pence, right? And we can get on and off the train at any point. We can go up the coast and we can go to any part.
If you flew to South Africa, spend the extra money on a fucking Uber. I've never understood people that just go, "Should we just get the bus?" Like, there's 12 of us.
It makes no sense to me. It's no. Like, you know, if we're in the shop when Natalie's like, "Oh no, I forgot my carrier bags." I'm like, "Oh no, I've remembered my 5 pence. Like, you know, like she's just looking at where, like, "Oh, we could get the train, make a day of it, go up the coast and this and that, right?" Oh my fucking God, did we make a huge mistake. It was a terrible mistake, right?
On your marriage, I told you.
We shouldn't have got married. We get on the train. I don't know, some people might have saw my Instagram story, right? But I done like a little pan around the train. You know when you sometimes see like rips in the train seats or a bus seat or something like that, right? The fucking whole covers were off and it was just the orange foam. Literally just that. Not even threadbare, just that. With like fucking stains all over them. There was dry blood stain on the wall and there was stickers all over the carriage for cheap abortions.
Cheaper than a noodle.
No, Natalie was like, actually, if we go a bit further in the cushion, we can get them for 25p less. Yeah. Like, oh, for fuck's sake, I'll spend big on this one. It's nearer!
And so we're fucking on the train, we're just looking around it, right? And we're just like in a bit of a lost, like thinking, what the fuck have we done? And then the train starts moving, and we're like, well, we're on it now. And we started like pulling through parts of fucking parts of Cape Town that just were absolutely terrifying. I was looking out the window and it was just like people rummaging through trash, like fucking tents pitched on the railway side and stuff like that. And on the train was terrifying. Like beggars were coming up and asking for money, and I'm like fucking hiding my wedding ring and fucking opening the now with my phone. And we didn't have any cash that we could have given to beggars. We just had like a kind of bundle of we're spending money that even the sight of it would fucking light eyes up on the train. Yeah. So we were just like kind of hostages on this train of like, fuck, we need to get off. But every stop it stopped at looked more dangerous than the stop we're on. Like I was there thinking, this is the most dangerous situation I've ever found myself in. But not only am I in it, but Natalie's in it. Like I'm there with like someone valuable.
So you've got a bargaining chip.
When I said to Natalie as well, I leaned in, I said, Natalie, this is the most dangerous situation I've ever found myself in, ever. And I've been trampled by bulls in Pamplona. Like, I've literally been under a herd of bulls, and I've never been as fucking worried about my situation as I am now. And so we ended up getting up to the stop where we needed to get off. And the doors didn't open automatically on the train, and I fucking prized them open and then climbed off. And as I turned around for Natalie to come through, they just fucking shut automatically with Natalie still on the train. And the train started fucking moving, and Natalie didn't have the strength for it. So we're both running alongside the train. I'm running alongside the train. She's on the train. We prized the fucking things open, and she jumped off the moving train onto the platform. And we're like, what the fuck's going on here? And we get off the platform in the middle of, it felt like the middle of nowhere in Cape Town. We didn't have any Wi-Fi, and it wasn't letting us have any data. And I bought a bundle and then got an Uber, and the Uber turned up just some fucking rickety old car. And I was like, what the fuck have we done? We're just in this Uber. And I'm like using the data bundle to look at the map and find out where we are just in case he goes off-piste. And like, he could easily just take me back to his fucking hood somewhere and just rob me. Just leave her for dead. And we ended up getting to this really nice area with a restaurant, and it was just the nicest meal I've ever had, not only because it was top quality food, but it felt like not my last meal, but my first meal. It was like my first meal of being alive.
Yeah. Glad I still have teeth.
I actually should take responsibility for this. You don't know this, but you're actually on the next episode of Bandersnatch, and I was making all of those decisions. I was like, get on the shit train. Leave Natalie on the train. Leave Natalie on the train. Don't run. I said don't run.
And then when we get there, we had my meal, and Glenn had a bit of time to spend with her. He's a fucking lovely dude as well. What a guy, man. And he
fit?
What?
Fit?
Oh, I would.
Would you?
Aye.
Alright, I'll go. you didn't have me at the food, but if he's a gorgeous man.
So he was saying, like, when he saw my Instagram story, was panning on the train, he was like, oh, they're not going to make the reservation. He's from there.
So was he saying it was a fucked idea as well?
Oh, he was kind of like, hardened locals use the rail. Mm. Only hardened locals use the rail.
Never, ever use public transport in any foreign country. I don't even do it in America. I don't give a shit. I'm not doing... Because I know Scottish mental people, right? And I don't mind Scottish people. If I was raised in fucking America, I wouldn't mind American mental people. But when you go to a foreign land, there's just a different type of crazy that you don't know how to deal with. Yeah. I can deal with a fucking whiskey drunk homeless man any day of the week. Yeah. I cannot deal with some cunt with an AK-47. Like, for some people, they're like, aye, Steve.
That was the most mental person you've ever met in public transport, though.
I'm so above it.
I got one in New Jersey, trying to get a train in New Jersey, and he came up and he goes, I'll suck your dick for $5. And then I went,
to you?
Like,
fucking
hell. I was like, I'm all right. And the guy goes,
you would let him suck it twice?
He goes to me, I hear Russians have big dicks. And I was like, I'm not Russian, right? But and there's nobody on the, there's me and my friend Jim, right? And he goes, does the same to Jim, right? And then he kind of turns and he goes, he sees another person on the cross, the tracks, and he just goes, so he just jumps onto the thing, but there's a train coming, and then there's a middle, like there's a little kind of like fence in between, you know. I just sit there watching the whole time going, and he jumps over the next one, and then there's a train coming the other way, but I can't see.
He's fucking playing Frogger on the tracks to suck some dick.
I was like,
What a fucking hero.
You fucking man. Jesus Christ.
Wait, I'm sitting there freaking out. He's going to get hit by both trains. I was sitting.
You should have sucked his fucking dick.
He saved his life. Nah. We had to wait until the train's parted away and then you just over. You can hear him on the other side then. Yeah. I'll suck your dick for $5.
Man, I've seen him get across and be like, all right, come on then. Yeah, yeah. Like, you've definitely earned it.
But until you got to the other side and put it up to 10.
I would have done it for 10. I didn't know there was room for negotiation. Come on. No, I stopped. I grew up in Fife public transport, and that's not even fucking high quality, crazy people. But for, after fucking 8 years of using that, the second I could afford to never use public transport again, I never will. Like, I hate it so much. I don't want people to. I hate when Uber drivers talk to me.
Oh, like, Jesus.
Do you remember? I fucking despise it.
Where were you the last day? You furious, the guy asked.
Oh, gone to a fucking. Oh, yeah, my biggest pet peeve. Gone to a fucking Uber with Cullen and Gareth Waugh. We get in the. Right? The taxi driver, the Uber driver says something to me. I do the only required thing at that point is you go, he goes, Daniel. And I go, yeah. He goes, how are you? I go, fine. How are you? He goes, fine. Good. And I'm on my phone and I'm just I'm not talking to you.
Headphones in.
No, just on my phone, because these two are in the back. I'm like, I'm not here for a conversation. And if I was here for a conversation, I wouldn't come to a guy who drove a fucking taxi. Right? That's why my mates are there. We're going to go somewhere and talk to them. That's who I want to talk to. I don't want to talk to anyone else today. And fucking Gareth Waugh, how's your day been? I'm like, fucking trip. I see them just being like, oh, it's the rudest thing.
Yeah, because the thing with the Uber driver is like, they want you to have a good experience in the Uber, and whether that's by not talking to you or talking to you if you want to be spoken to, they'll try and engage you.
Yeah.
So they'll read like what you did, or they'll read what Gareth did. So Gareth actually engaging with him is like, this is one of them journeys where I want to have a chat.
Because he's there, the guy's
not fucking, the driver's fault at all.
So the guy's looking at me. I'm like, I'm not in this car. You can talk to him if you want. Look, that's where you got a little mirror there, right?
Yeah.
So look at the person you're talking to the back. Can't stand it.
Right, so that I'll tell another South Africa story. Oh, yeah. Right? So fucking Natalie nailed this holiday. Right? She works for Secret Escapes now, right? You know that, the exclusive package holiday companies. Yeah. When we went to Mauritius, they knew that she worked for Secret Escapes and treated us like secret shoppers, as if we're scoping the place out, like fucking upgrades on everything. Where like a hot tub on the balcony and shit, the craziest shit, right? So fucking she's just crushed it all the way down to New Year's Eve. She decided to scope out what was happening in South Africa on New Year's Eve and found a music festival, like a mini fucking Glastonbury, that was going on, and we ended up there. And New Year's Eve and this fucking like lush music festival going on, the sun's going down, and we're sat at these tables, and I went for a piss, and it's all like at the cubicle. It's been a music festival. I went to have a piss at the cubicles, and while I was away, people kept coming up and chatting Natalie up. Like, she was sat there at the table and people coming up like, oh, can I sit next to you? And you're looking for some company and shit. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, bat these guys away. And then somebody come up and went, is anybody sitting here? And Natalie, just because she'd been chatting up a couple of times before, just went, yes, my husband's sitting there. He's just at the toilet. He's going to be back in a minute. And just cocky as anything. The lad went, what about here? Right? And she's like, fine, take it, but it's fucking going to be awkward for you, not me. And the guy just took the seat and walked away back to his girlfriend. she was proper embarrassed, right, and had to like leave the situation because she couldn't just sit there a table away from them. So she come looking for me, you know, when I was in the toilet queue, right, this lassie in the queue had like turned one of us and asked us if I had any eggies. And I was like, oh, nah, I don't
have... You're like, no, this is just me face.
I'm just me face. I went, I don't, I'm from overseas, I don't know anyone, but fucking, I wouldn't mind some, like, so if you do find any, like, let us know, because we'd probably like some too. And I just, like, chatting away to her, her mate ended up, like, going up to another queue in the toilet and started going down that queue asking if there's anyone wearing any eggies. Yeah. So I was just, like, stood tight to this lassie. Natalie, who had been chatting up, comes over and just sees me chatting to this, like, pretty, pretty good in the toilet queue. I just got to Natalie straight away, don't worry, she's not chatting us up, she thinks I'm a dealer. She's got a face that looks like I'm selling drugs.
Do you know that you tweeted before that thing, you're like, oh, how lucky am I? I've had a lot of lucky things in my life, but my wife getting a
job at Secret Escapes,
right? When I first read that, I was like, oh, Natalie got a job in a sex shop. Pool noodles are plenty.
You thought Secret Escapes was a sex shop?
Yeah, it sounds like a sex shop. Sounds like
it sounds like an escape room.
Yeah, okay, that too. Same thing. Whatever it is.
You know that place that you can't wait to get out of?
Oh, fuck.
Have we all had sex in 2019?
I've just been on my honeymoon.
So no. She was on her period for 3 weeks. That's unprecedented. You had sex in 2019? Yep. I've had sex in 2019.
No.
You haven't?
No.
You didn't talk us through this, Colin. What's the IMS then? New year, new you.
Yeah, that's
dry
right.
January.
Danny, did you just do a loaded question there just to throw Colin under the bus?
I genuinely left him out, and I was like, I'm really hoping Mickey's, and no offense, I really hope Mickey's not got laid, otherwise it just looks like I'm throwing Colin down the river.
You just have?
Yeah, I have. Right. I don't know who he has had sex with, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's to bang your cousin, though.
Yeah. Not my cousin. Colin's cousin.
Colin's cousin, yeah. Right.
What's his name?
The worst thing about it, right? I remember chatting.
I was going to say, for the record, we were in a very loving relationship for about a year.
Oh, were you?
That's not what I
did. I used to fuck the shit out of her.
I remember it, when I first started comedy, it was clearly around the time, whatever. But anyway, I'm messaging her and she goes, I'm going out with a comedian. And I was like, what's his name? What's her name? It goes, Mickey Bartlett. And I was like, never heard of the cunt. He's clearly shit. Right? So then a couple of years go by and I get to know Mickey and everything, right? But it's literally one of those moments where I'm like making a cup of tea and it hits me. I'm like, it's like the phone call was inside the house job. I was like, you motherfucker.
Cousin fucker.
Yeah, cousin fucker.
So you'd known that story and then you got to know Mickey, but you hadn't put two and two together.
Yeah.
And then the penny dropped.
Yeah, penny dropped. And
he went to shake my hand and put my fingers under his nose.
I've not watched these in 7 years. To be fair, at this point, it's loads of people. I think most of this is mine.
And it's like my hand.
Here's another one. At Christmas, just after Christmas, I supported Mickey in his show in Strabane, right? And that their her relatives were there, but her relatives were there, and they don't know that. But also, when I went in, I went, "Oh, how's it going, everyone?" And they're all like, "I was like, oh, you come out to this show," and they were all just like, "Hey, what are you doing here?" I thought they came out to support me.
Just big fan.
I got for fuck's sake.
Yeah, just missing them.
Yeah, I ruined that. I told them all afterwards, and they're like, "Well."
I'll not be back.
So you went out with them for a year and didn't meet the family.
Yeah.
Can I explain this? This is also the Eugene side of the family. They're all mental, so.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's
a couple of bits of like.
There's a couple of estranged stuff going on there, so.
And anybody that doesn't know the Eugene stories, there's an actual episode about Eugene. I think it's got Eugene in the title. You can go and do your homework.
Colin's mental
but
dad.
Colin's dad. Has he come back yet? Did he not? Is that his dad? His dad's back. Wait, this is the thing. Colin looked at us and started running his hand across his throat, which means stop the story, right? But I like, because I've heard of Eugene, I'm like, has he killed himself? No.
Every Christmas he just disappears for a while.
You know, like Jesus did at Easter. he's got the dates wrong.
Wrong festival.
He doesn't dress up like Santa, he dresses up like Jesus. It's all funny. So generally, your Christmas stories, the ones not related to your dad.
You had decorations on a fucking exercise bike instead of a tree.
Because I love Christmas, as you well. I've been discussing the podcast frequently how much I love Christmas. Ryan Cullen had before me. I had never pulled a Christmas cracker. Had never had an advent calendar.
Nobody has an advent calendar. You had an advent calendar.
In fairness, not until the '20s.
I had to buy it.
Yeah, I was a kid.
I was just starving.
You didn't have any of his kids?
No, I got it in March.
On the sales.
Out of date.
He'd never seen Elf.
No, I hadn't seen Elf. That was great.
I haven't seen Elf either.
What? Yes. Honestly, Ireland sucks, man.
Yeah.
You just don't. I guess because it actually means something in Ireland. Like everything I'm describing is not what Christmas is.
You didn't have to do that, did you? So Christmas morning, you're fuming because you had to, every Christmas morning, you had to go to Mass.
No.
You have to leave the house about 10 or 11.
Nobody actually believe. You know, the rest of the world doesn't actually believe in God.
Yeah, we just buy into the commercial shit because all our mates are off work at the same time. So you're like, right. I'll get on board because I can get hammered at the same time as all my pals.
Yeah. we saw Christmas Eve Mass though, which was worse, I thought. Like, midnight mass.
Midnight Mass.
There
you go, midnight.
And when you're a kid, you're like, Santa's going to be in the house when we get home. You've ruined Christmas, Jesus, you cunt.
We used to open all your presents when you get up and then play with them for like 25 minutes. And then they're like, okay, time to put on your clothes. We're leaving the house.
Time to go
fuming.
Yeah.
And then it's an extra long mask.
So is that getting grandfathered out now? Are your generation of parents keeping that alive with their kids?
Oh, basically, when we get older, like when me and my brother get older, and we're just like, don't believe in this. I think they both went, I see him.
Yeah.
I think we're all just putting up appearances for 20 years.
My dad stopped wearing the mask because he fainted once and then just didn't go back. And then my mum made us go, and then eventually I was like, this is bullshit. And she was fuck.
Should just pretend to faint.
They should have thought of that, actually.
Eugene gave me a lift the last day, and he blessed himself going past the church, and I was like, what's this about? Because he used to not come to church, and he'd go like, and I used to just have like sly little things going like, I can't go in there, I'd burn up. Like, what have you done? holy water.
I'll miss my parents and my grandparents when they all die, but can you imagine how fucking mint the world's going to be when there's none of them left?
The generation that doesn't let you swear.
Aye.
Jumps up and goes, the adults didn't, there's no one stopping swearing anymore.
Because I love my parents and my grandparents, but our parents and our grandparents' generations were the two lamest fucking generations of all time, just like literally handed everything, like post fucking war economy that the parents had managed to get through, jobs fucking everywhere, could do whatever the fuck you want at any
house prices were pennies,
right, and then you give birth to this other ungrateful fucking generation, right, because you get to create a legacy because all those things that you bought for no money you can pass down to your fucking children, and then they have kids who, with the world that you fucking destroyed and the economy you've created, you have the audacity to be like, I can't afford a house with three jobs, and they're like, honestly, fucking let's vote out of Europe once all those cunts are dead.
I really looked out because I had a wartime granddad. I had a granddad who served in World War II, you know what I mean? So like I had a proper fucking belter elder. And then I look at the other elders that were underneath.
Because they were raised with respect your elders, because their elders were in World War II.
So they demanded the same respect.
And then they got up, my grandparents got to there doing fuck all during World War II because they were 5 years old, doing literally fuck all except for, I'll be honest, cowering in a bunker. That was their only contribution to World War II, was wetting the ground with their tears.
Oh,
and they were like, respect your up, not a chance.
There's a reason they're still here. They weren't heroes. The heroes are dead. I wish we were like, after World War I, it's like, the people that came back never talk about the war. I'm like, because they're the ones that lay down shitting themselves.
Stacking
blankets.
On the last thing about Christmas, though, I mentioned it.
That's not the song.
The work in project. Work in progress, I didn't mention it. My first job when I was 13 years old was to like shred everyone's Christmas letters.
To Santa. Right, specify for Santa, otherwise you're just an asshole.
No wonder you're the way you are.
Right? His first ever job.
Yeah, shredding children.
Just so you know, like, they were never opened even. They were just envelope and all. Shredder. I opened a few to see if I could find my mates, but... I had a job to do.
Colin was just there steaming off the stamps.
I was like 12, 13.
I was on commission.
Yeah, just meh. Anyway,
Oh, well, I never thought that someone had to do that, because their letters have got to go somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just put a PO box where you just be at the other end just burning them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. So forgive me, I haven't seen Elf.
Oh,
It's a good movie, though.
That is a great movie.
Right, we should probably. I've got my phone and call in about.
Right, so you wanna tie this up? Do some dad jokes?
We'll do some plugs first.
It's gonna fall a little bit short, this podcast. That's not very fair for us.
I know. But to be fair,
we're back. We're back.
But we are back, and we will be back. Back on Mondays and Thursdays from now on again until a bit.
Yes, right. I'm going to say we're going to be back until around about mid-February, because even though when we go to New York, we're going to put a podcast out in New York. And then
I'm with Mickey for a week in New York, and I'm also with Gareth for a week in New York. So realistically...
Keep them coming out. I'll keep some coming out when I'm in Adelaide, because I'm living with Kerry Marks.
Aye.
So I can do some with Kerry. And then we're back in Melbourne together in April. And then we're back on tour again in May. So we're back.
All right, so just fucking gave up. Do you two cunts have anything to plug?
No, just usual comedy clubs, blah blah blah. Roast battles and solo shows in Ireland and Willens as well.
Ryan Cullen is joining me in Blyth for the Punch Drunk Theatre special, gig with me, Jonathan Mayer, Ryan himself, and John Fothergill. Did I say John Fothergill?
No, you said Jonathan
Mayer. Yeah, cool. So that's going to be the lineup on the 2nd.
Well, I have a show in the Pleasance in London on the 27th.
Here you go.
That.
You also have a show in London at
yours
the Pleasance.
Yours is the 27th, is it?
I think so.
I thought you said the 20th. Have a check of that. Mine's on the 21st. On January the 21st, I'm doing a solo show at the Pleasance. It's the Punch Drunk Show, which is available to buy online at kaihumphries.com. www.kaihumphries.com/shop. You can buy that show, or you can come watch it at the Pleasance.
Most of the UK tour is sold out. We're adding more dates, blah blah blah, you know the drill. New York's not sold out. Those dates are from the fucking, I don't know, the 6th until the 24th of February in New York. Come to those. LA, there's another one added. Oh, when did that one get added? Turns out I've got another one on the 5th of March. Who knew?
So,
and then Australia dates. And just for Adelaide people, I gave you a hard time on Instagram the other day when I was drunk. So just to clarify, you are notoriously the worst audiences in Australia. Everyone thinks that about you. Prove me wrong. I really need to tell you how genuinely devastated I am to be coming back. I specifically said to my agent last year, I don't want to do Adelaide again. I am doing it now because Netflix, we're going to come back and see if Netflix has made you a good audience. I have zero faith in you. I'll see you.
Is this Adelaide?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm going to be in Adelaide as well.
Cool. Shit.
I'm going to come and watch you bomb. I'm always fine when I'm there, I'm going to be honest. Like, I always have a new thing.
I don't like Adelaide.
I'll be doing solo shows. I'm doing 3 solo shows in Adelaide.
Sweet.
While I'm there. Also, me and Mickey will mention this right now. If there's any New York listeners or people that can make it New York... We're not meant to be in New York, are we?
Oh, yeah.
We're not meant to be there. We can't put this online. So the people listening now are the only people that know we're going to be there. I'm on the 7th, 8th and 9th at the Soho Theatre. And you're going to be where?
Soho Playhouse.
21st, 22nd, 23rd? Thursday,
yeah, one of those.
Right,
yeah.
So when you
and Gareth was also doing the same the week after the week before.
Me, Mickey and Gareth are all under the same heading, which is the Daniel Sloss and Friends or something.
Yeah.
Daniel Sloss presents an Englishman, Irishman and Scotsman. Yeah. Honestly, you're going to have to do your homework to find tickets for these gigs, but I'm going to be on tonight because we can't advertise it. So yeah, we're being cheeky.
Sweet. Right, shall we get on to your father and what's wrong with him? Mickey, your dad sticks his Tesco club card in the spokes of his unicycle so it sounds like a motorbike. People are always confused when he comes down the road. They're like, huh?
Yeah, when your dad gives you a lift somewhere before you get out of the car, he goes, that'll be £5, please, and then giggles the whole way home.
Mickey, your dad was left a cripple at 10 years old. Bob was his name. Because that's what he'd do if you put him in water.
Colin, your dad milks his goat with his feet.
Kai, your dad licks his finger before wiping his ass. Like he's turning a page.
He doesn't use toilet paper either.
Colin, do you know that thing where...
He just rims it like a wine glass. That's going to suck for people's ears.
You know that thing where you pretend you want to kiss on the cheek, but then you throw your lips in? Your dad does that with his cock.
Kai, your dad does his shopping on the dark web.
Danny, when your dad gets Quality Street, he always gets a toffee penny and puts it under his top lip like a schnoose.
Colin, your dad wears nipple tassels in the shower.
Yes, Loss, every time your dad comes out of the shower, he stands in the steam and goes, "Tonight, Matthew."
Well, that's really horrible because my brother's called Matthew. What's he doing to Matthew? Why is he cleaning himself up? And where's Jack and all this?
And tomorrow, does, Jack.
Does my mother know? Am I next?
Danny, last night your dad said Bloody Mary 3 times into the mirror before realising he wasn't at a bar.
And then the Bloody Mary appeared behind him. Like the candy man. Colin, your dad.
Lolly man.
What?
Lolly man.
Lolly man. Australians called Candyman Lollyman.
Oh yeah, to the rest of my Australian followers, I love you all. I can't wait for Melbourne and Sydney. The rest of Australia are my favourite place to go. Explicitly Adelaide. So, sorry, continue.
Disclaimer.
He winked at us. Why are you winking? Killing your dad's sunbathes in the recovery position.
Mickey, your dad goes to petting zoos to square up to animals.
He actually does do that.
Yeah, you what, mate?
Walking up to lambs, being like, "You give it big legs."
Colin, you know that thing where you pretend to sting someone's nose and put your thumb through your hand? Your dad does that with his cock.
Mickey, your dad mixed up with his dog whistle and his rape whistle, but at least he had something to pet after the whole thing.
Trouble.
Danny, your dad washes dishes with keep my gloves on.
Kai, your dad has applied to be on the next season of Love Island as a Lilo.
Bob should have done that.
Sloss, your dad says, "I can do that during kung fu movies."
Kai, your dad says, "It's the thought that counts after sex."
I thought of someone else.
Mickey, your dad used empty egg boxes to soundproof his car so no one can hear him crying himself to sleep every time your mom kicks him out the house.
Colin, your dad's arms are heavy, his knees are weak and his palms are sway. He's having a stroke, and when he told your mum, she turned up the volume on the telly.
I'm going to poetry slam on it.
Never in your fucking life told me that.
He's going to slam poetry.
Yeah, I did Eminem.
Alright, Mickey.
No, it's Mickey.
Right. It was Mickey. Oh, sorry. What have we got? Colin, your dad only buys DVDs for the commentaries.
Mickey, your dad treats every day like it's Valentine's Day because he's sad and alone.
Danny, your dad voted no in the Scottish independence election because he thought it would jeopardise his chances of getting on Britain's Got Talent.
Kai, your dad says he can't have HIV because he hasn't had HI, HII, or HIII.
HIV.
HIV.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. Yeah,
good joke, was fine. It's a math joke, of course I get it.
It's a wrong. So that's a math joke.
Kai, your dad does a really good impression of a Pakistani shopkeeper.
But he shouldn't.
Danny, your dad always learned when he was younger not to take candy from strangers, so when trick-or-treaters come around he thinks it's a sting operation.
Now just for our Australians, can you do that joke and translate it?
Yep.
No,
lollies.
Change the
do
word.
lollies
right.
Do a lollies so they can get it.
No, right. They know what fucking candy is in the jungle. No,
they don't. Right, you go.
Wow. Well, Ryan, your dad has a snaggle tooth on his butthole and he uses it to open bottles.
Oh Oh man, you've genuinely stepped on one of mine. Cullen, your dad is a snaggle toe.
And why are they both at my dad?
Here, Cullen, you know that thing where you try and swat a fly with a tea toe? Your dad is that one.
Mickey, after hearing about Brexit, your dad tried to hide his money in his mattress but forgot it was a waterbed.
Mickey, your dad takes performance enhancing drugs to fun fight with the kids.
Colin, your dad gets out of the shower and does the helicopter, which involves spinning his dick round and round, and then he kills the chairman of Leicester Football Club.
Oh, Kai, your dad calls lemonade juice.
You know what? So do Australians, probably.
Mickey, your dad's expecting a baby. He doesn't know why, he doesn't know when, but he's fucking ready.
I've got one more.
That was fucking super.
Kai, your dad watches the football while standing up, wearing only an oversized football shirt and sipping on a Capri Sun.
I just
you got another one?
Do you want?
No, I'm out.
I couldn't bring it home.
Your dad's ass fell off in the shower.
Man, it happens. And annoyingly, it's hereditary as well.
It's all table up.
The ass doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Oh, for fuck's sake. End it there.